For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A mass shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center left 4 people dead and 3 others were wounded. The suspect is identified as Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore.
Our suspect is a lone female suspect, age 26, who had the last known address in Baltimore County. She has died at the hospital from a fatal injury, self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
We do not at this time have a motive for this senseless crime. In the investigation, again, even though we're hours into this, it's still early in the investigation of this size and scope.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollins.
We know there are things that we can do to reduce the death toll from gun violence, and it's simply gross negligence that we're not doing it on a national level. Again, not any particular incident I'm talking about, but if you look at the tragedies around the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
With the Supreme Court nominee embroiled in controversy over alleged sexual misconduct when he was a teenager, President Trump questioned why it's only coming to light now.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago? I mean, you could also say, when did this all happen? What's going on?
He spoke during an interview with Fox's Sean Hannity in Las Vegas.
Well, let it play out, and I think everything's going to be just fine. This is a high-quality person.
Earlier Thursday, protesters chanted their support for Christine Blasey Ford outside the office of Senate Judiciary Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley.
We have to make plans for her to come.
Ford's lawyer sent a letter to the Judiciary Committee telling them she wishes to testify, provided that we can agree on terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. Her strong preference continues to be a full investigation prior to her testimony.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A former American Idol winner is branching out and getting a daytime talk show of her own. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The first daytime syndicated series set for next fall, the fall of 2019, is a one-hour talk show hosted by former American Idol winner and current The Voice coach Kelly Clarkson. The show will feature the Grammy winner as host and will act as lead-in to Ellen on NBC-owned stations in New York, L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas-Fort Worth, and others. The announcement comes less than 2 months after the filming of a pilot for the syndicated series. The Kelly Clarkson show is going to replace Steve Harvey's Steve. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The nation is expecting an explosion of dementia and Alzheimer's cases in the coming decades. The number of people with Alzheimer's are expected to more than double by the year 2060.
And furthermore, for African Americans, it'll quadruple, and Hispanic Americans, it will be more than 7 times the number that it is today.
The CDC's Kevin Matthews says overall, that means 13 million people will be impacted. To put that in perspective, he says, if you know someone now with dementia, by 2060, you will know 3 people who have it. Alzheimer's disease is the 5th most common cause of death for Americans 65 and older. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.